Are you ready to make Sydney a major? The 2024 Sydney Marathon is in its final stage of candidacy to become the 7th Abbott World Major Marathon this year, and we need you to help bring it home. Join the FTK team as we take on the Sydney Marathon on Sunday, September 15th. Let's make history, Australia. We also have a 10% off code for the first 200 people who enter with the code FTKSM24. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 96 of For the Kudos. This episode is brought to you by Sydney Marathon. I'm your host Joel and I'm joined with Short King.
Short King. At least I look in proportion, mate.
Oh shit.
That's what I say about Geordie. Like me and Geordie are the same height, but he looks fucking miniature.
That's just what you think.
No, but he doesn't look like.
No one thinks they're out of proportion. I don't look at myself and think I look out of proportion.
No, but people think think you're out of proportion. Look at you and go, he's out of proportion.
I know. But people look at you and go,
if he was 3 kilos heavier, specimen. If you get up to 80 kilos, specimen.
I would be 100% a specimen. If my eyes were a little bit closer together, and I look less like Sid.
Mate, that photo of you at Ballarat, and I was just like, you had the vest on and the hat, and I'm just looking and go, I just go to Jen and go, fuck, Joel's a funny looking guy. Like, I don't know what it is. It's like, it's just the same.
Mate, I've been in Korean blockbuster films, right?
We're going tuna fishing this Saturday. We're very excited for it. And, sure. And then before you were in the group chat, before you were coming, there was a few jokes about will you your skinny little body be able to – but that's how people see you. They don't see me like that.
I know they don't see you like that. They see you using your ears as the antenna on the fucking ship. We got Brent Robinson.
Marking a few.
Oh, I just banged my head. Oh, shit. So I'm looking on the fish finder and Brent's like, no, trust me, none are coming.
The East.
Oh,
I keep acting out. No one knows exactly
no one knows what you're doing. I'll tell you what, how's the energy in the room? Two big dogs back in the studio.
I know, so much better.
So much better. We've said it before, being over Zoom just sucks. I've been listening to a few podcasts, mainly Off Menu, which is the only podcast I ever listen to. I tell you what, those guys, obviously they're comedians. We just think we're comedians. At least they're proper comedians. They laugh so fucking hard into the mic. So I think they must turn their head, like we do when we scream away from the mic. But they laugh so often and so hard, like that high-pitched, like hyena laugh. And it makes you laugh. I'm trying to sell it to the listeners. Like, yeah. When you do it, and they're all just going, no.
On with the training weeks.
On with the training weeks, buster.
What was your case, let's buster?
They're actually asking Craig Montrum. Yeah. Hey, what's been going on? You just got back from Japan?
Yeah, literally this morning. Quick turnaround straight from the airport home, quick run, and rushing to get back my run. I don't know why, because I was doing an hour, but I was still sprinting at the end to get here, and then got in and you weren't there.
You must have left late. Bit of a dirty sleeping for you?
What do you mean dirty sleeping? I was at the airport this morning.
Oh, true.
I left the airport at 9 a.m. And then got here, was home for 5 minutes and then went for a run.
For some reason, I have just forgot that and I just thought you slept in.
No.
I thought you got arrived last night.
Nah, this morning.
And I did know that. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, we're here now. We're recording. Everything's all good, brother.
It is all good.
We do have a little bit of housekeeping, as we call it in the industry.
Logistics.
A bit of logistics. So our next Sydney Marathon group run has been moved 1 week later to Sunday the 12th of May. And we are teaming up with Runners Paradise and the Run Rabbit crew. So that's going to be leaving from the Runners Paradise store in Blackburn. So if you live in the east, obviously it's going to favour you guys. But yeah, we're just going to be teaming up there. There's, you know, that Run Rabbit crew.
They had a huge turnout. They had in the 90s, I think, on their last one.
Yeah.
So if they're all combine about us and them, there should be, I don't know, 500, 600?
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be really good. And, you know, us, we'll claim like they're like 90% of the people there wearing the Run Rabbit tops and we'll be claiming yeah. they're all FTK.
They're fans. Still wearing Run Rabbit hats. So yeah, we're yeah. like, yeah, no, they're with us.
Yeah, they're with us. They're with us. Yeah, 100%. Hey, shout out to Andy. I was going to say Andy Gregson. Shout out to Andy Buchanan, 208.58, was it?
Yep. He was, I was tracking him and geez, like he was just on pace, but you could just see him just slowly getting a little bit closer to the time.
Were you tracking him with the app or with your ears?
Yeah. I could the footstep. but he, yeah. I don't know, like it was so close. But then I was like sitting with Jan and Jan goes, oh, there's a bit of a hill at 40K. And I'm just like, oh, that's going to make it hard. But
yeah.
So I think he lost a fair bit of time probably in that last 7K. He was on pace to 7K to go. But
oh, God, it's hard, isn't it?
It is. But good on him for having a big crack at it. So
I saw Inside Running Podcast put out that they said, does Andy Buchanan's, I think it's 8th fastest all time or 7th fastest
seventh,
all time,
yeah.
deserve an AA post? And it's like, you know, it should. But with the amount of posts,
yeah,
well,
so
I reckon it does because the amount of posts that go out on AA, like if Cam Myers gets 40 a week, I reckon it should get a post.
Yeah.
I reckon there's no reason why they shouldn't. They should just be posting more.
Yeah, but I wonder how many times like my seventh gets a post.
Well, my 6x1K coming off 2 weeks of sickness should get a post.
Should get a post, yeah. What was the percentages for yes and no?
Oh, like outrageously skewed to yes.
Yeah, because I didn't know I wanted to vote, but I really wanted to see the results, yeah, so I didn't know what to do.
Oh, I clicked no first and it was just Andy Buchanan's dad.
yeah, I don't know because like, I feel like there would be a lot of posts.
I feel like there's already a lot of
posts. No, but like every single Diamond League, I reckon it's right. People seven. Probably like 10 people run, they're already doing 10 posts.
I think there's something to do with the marathon though, you know, like – yeah, you sit on your bloody high ivory tower.
I think it's just for top one.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
I don't know. Yeah, it's where do you draw the line then? What if it's 9th fastest?
So you draw the line at field. Like, just I don't think field should even get one post, even if you break the world record.
Agree with that. Do you agree with that? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe the cool events like pole vault and long jump. Maybe
I was just saying that to try and. I realized I didn't. The only the patrons will know the context of that was Jack and I talking about the Athletes Australia Facebook page and how 90% of it
so
is
angry.
Just getting so angry.
Yeah,
call it field and track and stuff.
Oh
and
yeah, that's Dave Colby. Clubs calling it field.
Because
well,
he's a field athlete, so I suppose you know, we're on the running side, so we have it, you know, like we don't know what it's like. Although we do know what it's like being in a sport that is in the shadows. So I suppose field's just even more in the shadows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
Well he's not race walking though.
We are and the one thing that we don't pretend to do on this podcast is like we're not a track and field podcast.
No.
We're a distance running podcast. So I bet you the shot put in podcast are taking the piss out of our bodies. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a shot put in podcast?
Oh, isn't there some AA one?
I don't know. Who knows?
I've seen some terrible podcasts out there.
My number one terrible podcast spiked up.
Speaking of. Rose Davies, big 14:47.
Yeah, awesome.
Olympic qualifier, so you can hear all about it in the latest Spiked Up episode. But, yeah, big breakthrough for the girls in China for both of them.
Yeah, so good. So good to see. So, yeah, hear all about that in the next Spiked Up episode. Somebody prick wrote in. I don't know if you saw that. We're monitoring the FTK messages while you're away. I doubt it, but someone wrote in and said it was after Rose got the record and it was, unreal performance, really shows the podcast is working for Rose, Sarah and Brett. .. So embarrassing, Joel.
Oh,
it was so – and I was trying to tell – so one of my athletes, Miles, was there and I was telling him we were talking about like – because he was asking like, hey, like what, you know, with the podcast and all that. And then like, you know, you get like – it's easy to get like a big head too, right? Like you get like I'm in Ballarat, some, you know, like a couple of people ask for photos, people are going, oh, Joe, I love the podcast. But you gotta, you know, if you're gonna let that pump up your tires, you gotta take the hits too.
Yeah.
Right? So I was explaining to Miles and we were having a good laugh over that. And he's like, does it get to you? And I go, oh, it'd be silly if I said like I look at that and it just doesn't get to me. But yeah, you can't let it get to you. But hey, talking about letting things get to him, we're having a lot of – so Miles, a Pulse athlete, was at the workout last Tuesday. And if for those that follow the – for the Kudos memes page.
Yeah.
And post of me, geez, that guy's so funny. Like to find that video with the it's taking the piss out of me coaching, over-explaining and no one can understand.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Miles and I was like, oh, how was it? And I didn't give him any – he goes, oh. He goes, you and Brett definitely have a different style of coaching. I go, oh, yeah, true. What do you mean? He goes, oh, yeah, Brett sort of just like went through the drills, like not much passion or something like that. And I go, yeah, I can see that. And I go, but like, did he explain the session like really well? Because he made it seem like I over explain it, which I know I do. I am an over explainer. And Brett, and he goes, no. He goes, he was talking about the session. No one had any idea what he was talking about.
Nah, bullshit. This is Miles. Bullshit.
He said it was supposed to be like 1200 and then 2400s. Yeah. You're like, yeah, go around. And then they're like, you know, it's 3.4.
No, they didn't know. Everyone had it all and they all did it fine until during the session. Then they realized. Okay.
Oh, anyway, for the Kudos memes, please make one of Brett. Also, a honourable mention to our friend of the podcast, Ryan Gregson.
Yeah, Ryan ran Hamburg and didn't have a great run. Found out that marathons are pretty tough.
Yeah.
His first one 2:40 went pretty well,
Melbourne.
And was just hoping to progress a little bit from that. But I don't know, he wouldn't say it, but I know he had a bit of bad luck going over. He got, you never, who knew that Dubai could flood, but Dubai had floods.
Yeah.
Wow. And he got stuck in Dubai for a few days. Then there was a bit of a problem with the hotel as well. So it just, I don't know. It was definitely up against it to run well. And then and then his body just didn't have a good day as well. Had some cramping issues. So
yeah.
But he'll be back.
He'll be back for sure. Yeah, hopefully he's not back on the podcast, though, I'll tell you that much. Timo, do you want to see it training this morning? He just comes up. He's like, oh, what have you been up to, Joel? Because I hadn't seen him. Obviously, he'd been sick. And he just goes, tell you what, Joel, don't ever stop the podcast. And I said, oh, why is that? And he goes, that Ryan Gregson episode was pretty good.
Really?
And I was like, yeah, I know a few people like that. Obviously, with Brett and Ryan, you know, go way back. And there were a lot of people were writing in. And he goes, nah. He goes, don't worry. He goes, I know, like, you know, It's easy to come on and just do like one great one, but it really takes a lot of greatness like to go back to back to back. And I said, to be honest, Ryan can take my spot if he wants, as long as I still own it.
Yeah,
he can work for me. That's fine. It's less work for me. So Ryan, if you want to be on every week, $10 an episode, come on. Hey, should we get into some training weeks?
Yeah. Well, do you want to talk about Ballarat Marathon?
Of course. Let's talk about Ballarat Marathon. It was unreal.
Yeah.
I think they put on such a great event. I loved it because I was just doing an easy run, just had like an hour. And, you know, like the big marathons where everything's fenced off and you can't, you know, it's just sort of like it's too big and you can't get on the course and it's very hard. Like this was obviously a much smaller scale and I was just running on the road like towards the athletes. Mm. And like then I was like, when it was getting a bit busy, I didn't want to be like running, but it was so many, I could see everything up close. So it was really good like for supporters. But then again, I was running, right? So if you're in the one spot, it's a 21K lap.
Yeah,
so you know, it's not like you're going to see people around, but that's the same with every marathon. I just think they, you know,
if you go and watch Boston Marathon, you see him once.
Yeah. Yeah. I think like logistically it seemed like it was super successful. It was starting, the wind was definitely starting to pick up. Tom DeCanto, he went through 65, I think.
Yeah.
So I think Reese, like, they might have planned that. I'm not sure if, like, Reese was just going to sit on him. Sorry, he was going to sit on Reese and Reese was just, like, going to win, like, because they both dropped Archie Reed. And then I, like, was coming back from my run probably at the 23K mark when Tom came past and I was like, looking strong, Tom. And he just looks at me and he goes, this lap's going to fucking suck.
Yeah.
Because it's just like he's by himself. He was like minutes ahead and it's just like 21K. Like
he did it the tough way.
It's such a tough way. He ended up finishing, I think, 2:17.
Yeah. Geez, 65, 72.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty brutal. And the wind definitely was picking up on the other side of the lake. Yeah, but it was funny. I was running back. I should say this Tom Robinson was running, and so I was like, yeah, running on around the other side of the lake. This would be at like the 15K mark, 16K mark. And I'm just like jogging, I'm like cheering, and I had a couple more athletes to like get to. And Tom just yells out, "Joel!" And I was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Can you help me?" And I was like, "What?" And he goes, "Can you tow me to the next group?" And he goes, "I had to stop to the toilet like twice, and now I'm running by myself." And I was like, "You're with runners one. I don't care at all." And I was like, "Nah, fuck it." So, you know, being sick for about 2 weeks, I was like, cough, I like smoker's cough. And I was just like, all right, let's do this. So I started running like 3:30s, and I just like towed him up to the next group. And then as I was like getting onto the net, I shouldn't be saying this actually, it's going to get DQ'd. But I was like, you know, the road was open and there was a few people, and I was just like, yeah, just jump on. And then Anna Coldham was like up ahead too. And then I ran onto the back of Anna. And then I was like, I felt bad like dropping Tom off there. So then I was like, Anna, how you going? And she's like, yeah, good. And she was running, looked like she was running really well. So I sort of like ran next to her for a bit. And then I was like, you know, trying to rev her up. So hopefully she gives me a shout out on her podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It was the only reason I did it. Trying to get some new fans across. Yeah. But no, the event was great. Pulse Runners absolutely killed it.
Yeah, heaps of PBs.
Heaps of PBs. It was definitely a day to run PBs.
Yeah, but that the finish is tough. It's up Sturt Street,
isn't it? So tough.
Yeah.
So tough. Where Sturt Street kicks up. So yeah, you pretty much come off the lake and you run down Sturt Street, like it'd be like over a K, and it's like all downhill, and then you do like a UE at the bottom, and then it's just, yeah, it's the worst hill, but the finish line is pretty much just at the crest of it. So
I know, but
it is awful. Yeah. It's definitely awful. A lot of the marathoner, like second lap marathon people were like cruising up. Sorry. They were crawling up.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, they were not cruising. They were crawling, but their pace, their effort level looked like max. But it's pretty hard because it's just so – like I was jogging up it and I was like pretty much walk pacing. It was just, it's very, very difficult. And I think it's hard for the marathon. So the half, obviously, you start – let's say Sturt Street up the hill. Let's just say I'm guessing here, but the start is 20% of the way up the hill.
Yeah.
Right? So you've got another 80% to go up. Now, when you go – when you start, obviously you're full of energy and you don't notice that 80%, yeah? So when you're finishing the half marathon, you've got this crazy 20% of the hill.
Yeah.
If you're doing the marathon, that second lap, you've got 100% of the hill.
Yeah.
And like...
it's like Gels Park.
Yeah. Yeah. You go exactly like Gels Park. Bang on. Don't need to explain it anymore. if you're one of our international listeners and you would like to understand that, please come on down to ASVIC Gels Park next year.
Training weeks?
Oh, there's no point now. We've gone on for too long. Your training week obviously will be a little bit boring, but we'll go like a play-by-play into your race.
Yeah. Okay. Monday, 13.99 kilometres.
Boring, just like I said.
8 kilometres in the evening. And then we went to the tan on – oh, you went there because you were sick still. Yeah,
I was sick boy.
The double sickness. And we did 4x2K.
Okay.
Well, 4x bridges. So, but yeah, it was a pretty good session. I think kind of started in 5:42, 5:43, and then the next three were 5:38. Me, Dave, and Stewie.
Is Dave fit?
Yeah, he was going pretty good.
Is he racing next?
He's going good. Not sure. Yeah, I don't know what his plans are. But yeah, it was I felt good. That was kind of the best I've felt in a while. So just with this, I don't know. I think training by myself has sucked. And then just some of those fast track sessions have always been sore, but this one actually felt decent.
That's good. Bit of a confidence boost into the weekend.
Yep. Ran 8 kilometres at the Albert Park Lake in the evening. Must have been straight off the gym. Ran 50 minutes on Wednesday morning. And then another 30 minutes at night, and then had an early flight. So I got up and ran at 5:56, ran 40 minutes before my flight. Like I said.
I love how you've started. Like you could have just said I got up at 6, but you've thrown in the 5:56.
Yeah.
Do you have that because you're one of those weirdos that I feel like it's such a normie thing actually to do now. Like, you know, I remember Rainer was, you know, where you don't have your alarm set on a normal time. You know, it's like 5:56.
No, so I ran at 5:56, but I have my alarm set for 7:28.
Yeah, see that. Grow up. 7:30.
But why?
Because why does it have to be like a why?
But why 30?
Because it's just you go in multiples of 15 like we always
do.
Round up, round down.
But why? But why did that become a thing though?
Well, it's based on, we're going
to. You have to simplify it into like multiples of 5 or 10 where I can just simplify it into multiples of 60 if I want.
Multiples of 60? Then you'd be waking up at 7-1.
If I wanted to.
No, you had the floor and you ruined it by going multiples of 60. You mean multiples of 1. If it's multiples of 60, then it's just the whole multiples of the all the minutes are just. It's just 1. It says you can only set your alarm at 7 or 8 or 9.
We're just trying to give Fully Kudos meme some content right now. Yeah,
show your face. That's what I want to know. I want to know who it is.
Yeah, ran 40 minutes that morning. But yeah, I complained last week about running at 6:20 and people not getting around me enough. But I got a lot, 54 likes on my comment.
54 likes on your comment?
In the Strava.
What was your comment?
I just said, everyone, I don't know why people are getting around this. Like, this is just normal for me.
I love how you have to tell the listeners how many likes you got. And you fucking. I'll go through. How about let's start a new segment. The thing we've seen on Instagram this week, and then should be things we've seen on Facebook this week with our old Facebook statuses.
Good ones.
Oh, I saw one the other day. It was so fucked. It was like, long haul flight. Oh. It actually makes me feel sick thinking about it. It was like long haul. So I've told this story on the podcast when I was 18 and I was going like on my first long overseas trip as an athlete. You know, it was like just went like full time. And obviously like, you know, all of the squares and Poindexes around me were like full professional athletes and stuff going. And I was like, fuck this, 13 hours. I'm going to see how many movies I can watch. And it like ruined my whole season because I didn't ever get over jet lag. Like I was never on the time. And anyway, like I was talking about, it would have been the next year and I was like, another 15-hour flight Melbourne to LA ahead of me tomorrow. I won't be watching all the films. Want to make sure my eyes aren't red this time. It was genuinely something like that. It hurt to read.
It's so bad when you go back and look at that. You're like, oh.
And I was like, I know I wasn't that much of a loser then, but maybe I was.
Yeah.
The status suggests otherwise.
Yeah, so I got to Tokyo that night. And then we spent one night in Tokyo and then I ran the next morning in Tokyo. From where I was, it wasn't really the best running. I was kind of like on this out and back thing along the river that was just like a K long. So it was kind of shit.
Yeah.
But I did 40 minutes, but with 4 by a minute pickup in that.
Do you have those, the pickup where you look at your watch and then you think, whoa, how am I keeping this for 21.1?
Yeah. Always happens. But then I'm like, oh, no, I'm in Vimeros. It's okay.
Yeah. It's like, oh, Vimeros make 30-second difference, right?
Yeah, ran half an hour that evening. But once I got to Gifu, ran 30 minutes the next on this is now Saturday morning with Jen. And then race day. So the race started at 9. Just did a couple of K warm up. So it was pretty hot for this race.
Yeah, how hot are we talking?
So there was like a little sign saying 24 degrees like when we started. So
yeah.
But it was also just like I feel like we're just in the sun the whole race too. Like you would notice it when there was like a tree or something, you'd go on it and get a bit of shade.
it's funny. It's like we're in the sun the entire time, and then like you noticed it when you were in the shade. No, I know what you're saying though. It's like the small moments you're in the
shade. There's 3 trees on the course.
So you run
like, and I noticed those 3 trees. Like I remember that.
Surely, like you went through some parts of the city where it was in shade, and then you.
Not really.
Really.
Like three trees. So because the first couple of K were. Maybe like in the city, but then the rest of it was like along a river.
Yeah.
So
it was just out in the open.
Yeah, it was like, it was a bit of a strange course. It was like you're on a, like a bit like on an aqueduct trail.
Yeah.
But it's like
paved. Yep. So it's not a road.
It's like, it is a road, but it's like
can cars drive on it?
They do. And I was just like, I'm like, it's so strange because it's like the size of one car pretty much. So it must be when cars get to each other. It's like a country road a little
bit. Gotcha. Is it one way? Or, you know,
nah, really. Like they would just kind of like pull over a little bit, let the one car through, and then go. Yeah. It only works in Japan, wouldn't work in Australia, but
yeah.
But yeah, with this course, so you go kind of under the main roads and up like, so you go down deeper, like kind of gotcha. Underpasses.
Yeah.
But it meant it was just like a, you get these short little hills, like probably like 30-meter hills that are just really steep.
Yeah.
And they just killed the momentum.
Killed
like,
momentum, you
just
yeah.
be, and then you go down, but you're not really like making up what you're losing yeah. on the thing. Then there was like some like a bit of climbing, you kind of like next to this mountainside. And yeah, so first off, the first K was pretty slow and we were, and then all of a sudden one of the Kenyan guys just like took off.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is going to suck because it can just create either you just start hammering or it just gets fartlek.
Yeah.
So a few took off and then I just kind of like stayed with the second group. And then we actually started catching the first group and I was like, okay, this is all right. And like I was feeling pretty good at this point. It was like the first 5K, I think it was like, yeah, 14:40 or something. Yep. And I'm like, it was pretty comfortable. And then my group started breaking apart a little bit, but then me, one Kenyan and one Japanese were actually like moving through and like there was people dropping off the first group and we're moving through pretty good. And then we got to these hills at 10K. And man, it hurt not knowing the course because like we started going up this hill and it's just like you're on like this cliffside and it just felt like we could just keep climbing and climbing.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of was like, I didn't know whether to commit or not with these two guys. And I was just like, nah, I don't know if I can.
Like you're hurting a bit. And then the moment the string breaks, it's then like it goes a yui.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's a bit what it was like. And then so sucks. I was kind of on this flat and I was just – like I was going okay, but I just, yeah, couldn't
bridge
it. And then like I was still like passing a couple of people. And then I got to
what position would you have been in at this point?
I reckon I was maybe in the same position, probably in 11th most of the way. So I ended up one guy went past me, but I probably went past one guy in the last 10K. But yeah got to 13K and I was like hurting pretty bad. Like I just felt like I was struggling to move forward. And then also my like pelvis and stuff's pretty good, but like I just could feel my abs just getting tighter and tighter and tighter.
Well, definitely the core, when the course is like that, things just so much harder.
Yeah.
Like if it was dead flat, you can just be in a rhythm and you're just locked in. But
yeah. But like there was like this one big downhill and I just like feel like I couldn't let go because it's just going to hurt.
Yeah.
So I'm like a bit protective. But yeah, like was definitely slowing, but it was to do with the conditions. Like everyone was slowing really, apart from probably the winner. He's definitely slowed, but not as much as everyone else.
It sucks when someone runs that quick when you're like, oh fuck, the course was real tough. It's really hard. And then I like looked at it and I was like, geez, what do you run, 60 something?
Huh?
What do you run?
Nah, 61:40 or something. 61:30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
which it's not, and like his PB is like 58 low.
Oh yeah, no, so that's actually,
it's not too bad.
No, that's, forget what I said. Yeah. I thought he ran 60:40.
No, it was 61:36 or something like that.
No,
but then he...
That's slow for yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And like it's...
So you were like 2 minutes off the winner?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like their PB is probably in the 58s.
Yeah, like 90 seconds faster than yours maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then so I... But, and also the guy that came third is... He like ran 2:02 for a marathon like not long ago.
Jeez.
And he's gone to the Olympics for Kenya. And it was funny.
But
he was
on the Kenyan Olympic teams are easy to make.
I wouldn't
be. But I was
he was I asked him, I said to him, like, what time, like he might win the Olympics, this guy. And I'm like, what time do you reckon you'll run at the Olympics? And he's like, 2:07, 2:08. And I was like, really? I'm like, you know, the course is hard. He goes, yeah, it's like every year it's one in 2:07, 2:08. I go, yeah, this course is hard. And he's like, oh, yeah, maybe 2:08. I'm like, okay. And then he goes, yeah, but I don't know. Yesterday, like, he's like, in Tokyo, I closed in like 60, under 61 or 61. But yesterday, I was only ran like 62. And I'm like, and then the other Kenyan's like, yeah, it was hot yesterday in a slow course. And he's like, Yeah, I guess. Like, I was like, fuck. I'm like, we definitely overthink it.
Yeah.
Like, but he was, yeah.
Like, they just, it's just, yeah, a lot more.
They
like,
just go out the approach and try is run more hard.
Simple. Yeah.
But,
that's why they run so much quicker than us.
Yeah. But, yeah, the last 5K, I was definitely just felt like I was marching a little bit, was kind of just running on the spot. But, yeah, so it was
fuck, that would actually be so funny if there was footage of you actually marching. Like genuinely marching with a band with a 5K to go. You still run 63.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like at 10K, I'm like, yeah, I'll probably run 62:30 here. Because I knew, I was probably on 62-minute plate, pace, but I knew I was going to slow down. But yeah, I slowed down a lot more than I thought. I was, about 17K, this Japanese guy. I was like kind of taking Ks with him. And then I said to him, like, do you know if there's any more hills? And he just had no idea what I was saying. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I don't know what to do here. Do I like try to push it or not? But yeah, he ended up beating me, but I was just, pretty buggered. So
can you imagine you ask him and he just like looks at you as if like, I don't understand what you're saying. And you're like, fuck. So you just like, and he ends up beating you. And then you hear across the line and you hear him going like in the most like Aussie, like he's like lived in Australia his whole life, just races for Japan. He's like getting interviewed and he's like, he's getting interviewed by the Japanese. He's like, oh no, I don't speak Japanese. Sorry.
But yeah, finished 11th in 63:42, I think it was.
Yeah, I asked you how you went and you said like
I think it was solid.
Solid.
I think it was a similar, like considering the conditions and the course, and then also that I am still a bit sore, so I feel like I'm losing a little bit. Like I found it a bit hard to find that extra gear that last kind of 5K. Like my heart rate was just kind of stuck at 176. I couldn't really give it all. Like I just feel like I just couldn't do that.
What are you threshold at? Around 170?
Yeah, 170, 173 maybe.
Yeah,
but like I haven't been tested in a long time, but when I was tested, I could go a lot higher than that.
Yeah.
But I just don't because,
like if you were to threshold at 176 every week at training, like that would hurt.
That's not enjoyable.
It would really hurt.
It was a very tough run. And like I saw Jen with 100 meters to go and she just looked fucked.
Yeah. Like one of those ones.
Yeah. So she ran about 71:40. And I think when you compare like hers and my time, like she hasn't run that a fast half, but you'd think she ran 68 something. So she's like a few minutes off what she would run.
Yeah.
And I'm probably two or so minutes off what I think I would run on a good course. So
yeah. Yeah, at the moment.
Well, it's what I ran at Marigami.
Yeah.
So, and I think.
What'd you run there?
61:30 something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Like you acknowledge you're not in PB shape right now.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But I feel like it was definitely a similar run to Marigami, I'd say.
Yeah. So. Just the course.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that's good.
Not terrible, but yeah. Did a 4K warm down. And. Yeah, that was it. So about 130K for the week, I think. 126 actually.
What fun stuff to do coming home or nothing? It was real quick.
Bit
of shopping.
Yeah, yesterday went to so I spent the night in Gifu on Sunday. Just didn't do anything. Jen left me with her family. So I was just there by myself. But I the next morning.
Did you get a few drinks?
No.
Oh, so it was.
Literally by myself.
So that picture you sent into the group chat of the vending machine, that was just to get a bit of kudos with the boys, was it?
No, just like showing the prices.
For the listeners.
That's hard as why I did it.
Brett's
so funny.
He's getting all embarrassed now. He sent a message into the group chat. It was literally a vending machine of drinks and he was like, I'm unstoppable. He goes, the beast is unstoppable. He was like, watch me drop.
Japan's not safe.
Japan's not safe. What's all the other, like, day for it? All those things.
Nah, so there's minus 196s or whatever they are.
Yeah. Now listen to him. Whatever they are.
I didn't drink it, so I don't know that. No, but you buy them in Australia, they're about $10 each. In Japan, they're $1.50.
Yeah.
That's all I was showing. But then the next day, I got the train into Tokyo and I was like, all right, sick. I'll have about probably 5 hours to kill. So I'll just like go into the city and stuff. It took a bit longer to get there than I thought. And then I was like, all right, I'll put my bags in a locker.
Yep.
Could not find one empty locker. It was fucked. And I'm just like, all right, I guess I'm going to fucking Shibuya Crossing with my suitcase.
Oh, that sucks.
And then so I got on the train and then so the next stop was Ginza. So I was like, all right, I got off there and I found a locker.
Yeah.
But by then I probably only had like 2.5 hours. I was like, did a bit of shopping and then ended up fucking missing my train.
Did you?
Yeah.
But you still got the next one.
I was able to get the next one. I was fine there. But I So I missed my train, and then I was like chucking out all this rubbish, and so I just chucked that ticket out because I'm like, oh, I don't need it. And then I was like in – I'm like trying to – and I asked the lady, I'm like, oh, I need to get the express to the airport. She's like, how did you get in here? And I'm like, I don't know. And I just – I couldn't remember how I was – I didn't really realize I was in the train station. And she's like, yeah. She's like, we need to like leave. And I'm like, and she's like, but you don't have a ticket to leave. And I'm like, I was just like stuck in the station, couldn't buy a ticket in there. And like eventually she's like took me out this door. But like I was like for a bit, I was just like, my mind was blank. I just didn't know where I was. And she's like looking at me like real sus or something like that. God, what the fuck are you doing in here?
I think we've just found the next Full of Kudos meme.
Yeah.
That's definitely it.
No, because like, so because when you're in there as well, it like just looks like a shopping center.
Yeah.
Like, because there's just shops and like restaurants. And so.
So, had you entered there with the ticket and you'd forgotten? You must have gone in with the ticket and then you sort of.
Yeah.
Or was it the ticket when you.
I remember.
Or it's like once you entered in Gifu.
I'd gone in with the ticket.
Yeah.
But then I went down to the train and missed it.
Yeah.
And then so I just threw the ticket out.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a ticket to get out.
Gotcha.
But yeah, she was just so confused about how I was in there but had no ticket.
Yeah, so she thought you'd done the dodgy.
Yeah.
That's funny. And then what? And then just fly, watch any interesting movies?
No, I was fucking that many people coughing and shit around me.
So I'll tell you right now, there's some stuff going around.
It is.
I'm so glad I'm done. I'll probably get done again.
Yeah. No, I had my mask, put my mask on, put a blanket over my head. Woke up 8 hours later.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. It wasn't the best sleep. I was uncomfortable. But
asphyxiated. Yeah. That's why you check your O2 saturation of 40. It's definitely Chelsea and I were like looking back to how we got sick. Cause I'm like, how, you know, I was like, feel like I've been trying to do everything right. It was definitely that flight back from Auckland. For sure. Mm. It's like the bit, you know, the international flights.
There's so many people and I'm like getting pissed off and I'm like, what are they supposed to do?
Yeah.
Like you can't, they're not going to go, oh, hey, Qantas, sorry, I'm not getting on my $1,200 flight today because I'm sick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It is really annoying though. You're just doing that over the top, like, you know, disapproval. Like cough, you're like, oh. Like, sort of like what Mr. Bean, Mr. Bean does it somewhere. I'm forgetting what. Some of the listeners will be pissing themselves. They'll know what I'm talking about.
How was your week?
Next week will be more interesting for me to talk about, but I suppose I recorded Monday with you and like, I don't know if it was that, if I sounded that bad, but it was like, that episode was a struggle. I had like a pile of tissues next to me and I felt so sick. As soon as I finished recording, I just like went back to bed. Mm-hmm. So pretty much Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I didn't get out of bed. Like I was just, you know, when you get out of bed to get food and then you just go back, sleep, like fever. It's like sweating. It was just so shit. And then Thursday, Wednesday night was the first night I didn't have fever. So then Thursday, I was like, okay, I'm going to go for a bit of a walk. Like, I feel like when, you know, you hear they say like, oh, when you feel sick, like you got to go out and do stuff that makes you feel better. But it's like, not if you got a fever. Like,
remember the time I told you at Falls Creek to go for a walk?
Oh my God.
So me and Joel were rooming together at Falls Creek.
Can I remember Jack used to say that? Like if I get really sick, Jack would go, you can't be in your room. You've got to get out. I go, mate.
So we were rooming together and like the most depressing thing is going into your bedroom and then there's someone in there like under the blanket. It's going, and then so eventually one day I just cracked out. I'm like, fucking get out of the room and go for a walk.
Yeah.
And then, so I've gone for a run while you've gone for a walk. I get back. This is all your fault. I'm going to the hospital.
And then it was that weird virus thing that I ended up having to go. And because I remember people used to make, like, it happened once at Falls and then like 2 years later. And remember, I was like the most sick I've ever been, you know. And I know I say that, I was in Hawthorne when I went to infectious disease ward and they wouldn't let me out for 6 days.
Mm.
They were like, I was like a patient zero of something. And then they didn't even know what it was. That was the same thing at Falls. Anyway, this time I was just had a bit of a flu. Thursday went for a walk and then felt a bit better. And then came back, watched because my mum was sick and Chelsea was sick. Like we're all sick. My dad, the weirdest thing is my dad had COVID And so we all kept testing, but all of us were testing negative except my dad wouldn't stop testing positive. So it's like he definitely had COVID, but like none of – like I don't think I had COVID. I think I had the flu. Mum had like upper respiratory tract infection, so she needed antibiotics, but I didn't – I knew I didn't need antibiotics. And then, yeah, I watched all 8 episodes of True Detective season 1 in one day. That's 8 hours. I don't know if you've watched True Detective. It's the best series I've ever seen.
Oh, I did watch Wicked Tuna on the way over to Japan, though.
That's training. That's training for this weekend.
Yeah.
But we, like, I'd been telling my mum she had to watch it for so long. My mum's so busy with work and all that. So, like, the fact that we're all sick at home and Chelsea's there, we're like, let's just put it on. And we put it on in, like, episode 1 in the morning. And then it was just like, but we watched it all day. We stopped to eat and we just kept watching it. It was so good. I have not had a day that lazy since for the last like 8 years, and it felt so good. And I reckon that like cured me. So then Friday I like went for a longer walk, and you just feel fucking like coming off a sickness like that, you just feel so like shit for ages. Like yeah. It's not just a little cold. Yeah, it just felt like shit. And I was going to run on Friday, and I'm like, nah, wait a whole nother day, because last time I ran a bit early. Saturday went for a 40-minute jog, super slow, easy, like 5-minute Ks. And then Sunday Saturday night went to Ballarat, stayed at my uncle and auntie's in Buninyong there. And then Sunday ran like 65 minutes. So okay. I wasn't going to have like a week off and then do a long run again. I was just like, fuck, I've missed this amount of training.
Learned your lesson last week.
Yeah, learned my lesson. And then, yeah, so add 105 minutes of running together. It's my K's for the week. But yeah, I tell you what, I'm a bit worried for this Hanging Rock, because I trained this morning and like I was about 15 seconds a K slower in K reps.
Yeah, but I feel like
I know. You just blow out the dump, but like yeah. It was bad, and I was like, "Holy!" I know I'll get back there, but I know the race is in like 10 days, and I just don't know if I can be bothered going out there and getting fucking pumped for 14K, getting like
14K.
I think someone said it was 14K, and it's like I go out there,
just 5K
hanging on me. Yeah, you're like real encouraging. You're going up there, Joel, 5K on the roads, mate. It's 18K, and you have to have hiking poles with you. But no, it just feels good to be back running. So this week will be a normal week. I'm going to start doubling probably start doubling this week. Yeah, I'll run. I'll go to the Pulse. I'm going to the Pulse training tonight, so I'll warm up with them at least. That'll be a bit of a Tuesday double for me.
Where are you training on Friday?
Where are you training Friday?
I don't know, maybe we need to get the crew back together for a little.
Yeah, get the boys back together. Let's do it. Well, we're going to have a busy Friday together. Yes. Long run out, and we'll be long running on Sunday in Portland.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
We fish on our backs.
I literally thought
you're literally the little passenger princess is just coming so on for the ride.
So true. Like I was telling Chelsea, like, where are you going? I was like, Phillip Island something. And then like having to tell her that I may as well be going to South Australia. isn't Portland like an hour from the border?
Yeah, I didn't know there was that far. So I looked on the map. It's like literally the line nearly goes through it.
Genuinely. That's where they're biting.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta do what you gotta do. I said to you yesterday, like Brett and I have been so excited about this. Like once it got booked in, we're in this group chat with our mates, and we're like sending each other like fishing memes. I've been having fishing dreams. I've told you that. Like I'm not even genuine.
I bought a t-shirt yesterday in Japan, had a fish on it.
We're just so obsessed. Like I just think about it. Like I was, I was like, I don't know. It's just like, I think the sport I could just see myself getting the most obsessed with when I'm older and I have more time. And then I was like, do you reckon fishermen dream of like going on running charters? Because yeah. That's literally the equivalent. But no, keen for that. So
can't wait. We'll update everyone next week.
Yeah. If we don't catch any fish, you notice Brett and I won't even mention it. Like a listener will be yelling at, what about Portland? And we're like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. No, we'll definitely. Brett was wanting to take it. Like he said, I said, like, make sure, you know, we've got to have snacks on the boat. And Brett goes, yeah, I'm just like, the only thing I want to take on the boat is like a big bunch of bananas.
Okay, you're just searching, mate. Daniel doesn't know it's bad luck to take bananas on the boat.
Why do you reckon that is?
I don't know.
It's such a funny thing. Just imagine me, like, because, you know, I was like, it's like the plus one, like, oh, let's see if Joel wants to come. And I like rock up with a big bunch of bananas. I'm like, hey, guys, I've got a pack lunch. Went to
the farmer's market on the way here.
And you guys were like, oh, for fuck's sake. I hope a big yellowfin takes him into the water. All right. Things we've seen on Instagram this week that we aren't too sure about.
What do you got?
You don't have anything? Mate, we're joining forces.
Oh, yeah, we are.
We're joining forces. I did have a separate thing, but I had to stop it. So thanks a lot, Sam Parsons, for bringing this to our attention. Jack Rayner with one of the absolute worst karaoke.
What's that voice?
That was a horrible.
Yeah,
and I performance. Messaged, like, that was a horrid performance. Like, there's no two ways about it. And I said to Jack today, I brought it up with him. I got lunch with him. I said, what was that about? I can't believe. And he just goes, oh, mate, tone deaf. Like, he knows. It was funny. His response was like, I know. And he's like, it was just so bad. Like, I thought he would have had the voice of an angel because he's got the face of an angel.
Mm. Yeah, but not the voice. Definitely not.
Definitely. It was demonic. Sounded possessed.
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny. I think I got off the flight and that was like one of the first things I've seen. I was like, oh, jeez.
Oh, I wish I didn't turn off airplane mode for that. Yeah. Wish airplane mode was still on. But no, that's pretty bad. So yeah, we just wanted you listeners to place your votes in for next week. Who you think is would be better at karaoke out of me and Brett. And whoever you say, we'll do a little song at the end of next week's episode. I'm doing I Miss You, Blink-182.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Hello there. The angel from my nightmare.
Our poor listeners.
Oh, surely we've got to end it there.
All right.
See you guys next week for another episode.
Oh, fishing.
Of Fishing the Kudos. See you guys.
See you guys.